From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, next week's debate for Lieutenant Governor got a preview of sorts in Austin, and a North Texas town tops Money Magazine's Best Cities list. First, the Highland Park School District has issued 7 suspensions, not for students, for books. Officials pulled all 7 from the classroom after parents complained about what's in them. The district had already approved these books, and some were being taught in class. Producer Christina Martinez explains.
The suspension comes after parents sent the district several hundred emails concerned about questionable content in some of the books, which included sex scenes, abortion, and abuse.
They revolved around the depiction of adolescent relationships and some use of some sexually explicit language in describing that.
That's Highland Park Superintendent Dawson Orr. He says the books are not in the classroom for now, but are still available in district libraries. The books include Song of Solomon by Toni Morrison and The Working Poor, a nonfiction book by David Shipler. Some parents are already organizing to oppose the suspensions. Letty Spicer is concerned.
Expanding beyond your comfort zone in many ways, in a literary sense, that is invaluable. Now, my son and his classmates have effectively lost the first 6 weeks of study.
3 of the 7 books were to be taught this school year. Several classes had already started on one book, The Art of Racing in the Rain by Garth Stein. Orr says that sent some teachers scrambling.
The decision to suspend has required teachers to, in essence, adjust their syllabus. I think teachers were well equipped to make that change. It certainly required work and effort on their part.
Groups of parents, teachers, and sometimes students will take a second look at the books. They're called reconsideration committees. They review the books and send their recommendations to school officials, a process that could take months. Options include keeping the book, removing the book, or teaching it in certain classes. The district's decision comes during Banned Books Week. Orr says the timing was purely coincidental. For KERA News, I'm Christina Martinez.
Another suspended book, The Glass Castle, a memoir, was written by Jeanette Walls. She's the keynote speaker for the district's literary festival in February. Orr says those plans haven't changed. From education to politics, Lieutenant Governor candidates Dan Patrick and Leticia Vandepute will be debating next week. We got a preview of the matchup over the weekend when they appeared on the same stage at different times. Each of them sat down with Evan Smith at the Texas Tribune's annual festival in Austin. KERA's Bill Zeeble was there.
Through his entire campaign, Republican Dan Patrick has run on tougher border security, saying federal authorities have dropped the ball. He said it again this weekend.
We must secure the border to protect Texans from terrorists and criminals who come here.
Accused by opponent Leticia Vandepute of being anti-Latino and anti-immigrant, Patrick insisted he's not. And he said his positions are backed by business people on the border. Vandepute called Patrick's border comments toxic.
Business leaders, law enforcement, local elected officials have told us that the very harsh rhetoric and the tones that have been taken are hurting their ability to attract jobs.
On education, Vandepute says she would restore state funding that was slashed by more than $5 billion. She said that cost 11,000 teachers their jobs. She'd also pay for full-day pre-K and use some of the state's rainy day money to send qualified low-income Texans to college.
Our rainy day fund will probably be sitting at about $8.4 billion. And because all economists have told us we are in a golden age of oil and gas, that rainy day fund will constantly be replenished.
With voter approval, Vandepute would take $2 billion of the fund for the program and use interest to pay for its future. She sees it as an investment. Patrick defended the education funding cuts and didn't comment on a judge's ruling that the funding system is unconstitutional.
And it was better to take a little bit of money out of the school district's pocket than to take money out of your pocket when people were facing losing their jobs. And the schools survived, and we did fine.
Patrick would also like to change the way education is funded altogether. Now, property taxes pay for schools. He'd use a sales tax.
It's a swap. Would you rather pay $2,000 or less in your property taxes and maybe $200 more in sales taxes? You come out $1,800 ahead.
Patrick and Vandepute also disagreed on health care. Patrick lines up behind Republican leaders who reject billions of federal health care dollars, fearing the state will eventually have to pay more if federal funding diminishes. Patrick wants the federal government to just send Texas the money.
We need to continue to try to provide health care to every Texan that we can possibly provide it to. We do have a situation where our hands are tied by the federal government in many ways. We've asked for waivers. We've asked for block grants. We've made some progress in those areas.
Vandepute said Governor Rick Perry's rejection of federal money denies adequate health care to rural, female, and low-income Texans.
It is, for me, a very bad business decision to not work with the federal government to return those dollars that we're all paying in IRS taxes back to Texas.
The candidates disagreed on almost everything except a stated mutual respect for the other in the Senate, where they both serve and sit near each other. Soon, one will preside over the Senate and also control budgeting as lieutenant governor. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.
Monday night at 7, the candidates for lieutenant governor will face off in Austin. You can listen to the debate on KERA 90.1 or watch it on KERA TV. We'll also stream it live at keranews.org. And the next night, gubernatorial candidates Wendy Davis and Greg Abbott will have a rematch in Dallas at the studios of KERA. The best war photographs crystallize brutality in a single searing image. Today on Think, guest host Jerome Weeks spoke with a museum curator about the photographer's role and how the public perceives war. Here's Think producer Stephen Becker.
Ann Wilkes Tucker says one of the reasons that photos of war are so difficult to look at is that they can make us feel somehow complicit in the conflict, and that feeling can extend to the person taking the picture.
I think the photographers feel very conflicted. Most of the time, they feel the need to document history prevails.
Tucker is the photography curator of the Museum of Fine Arts, Houston. In her research for a recent exhibition of war photography, she found there was a line that photographers have been unwilling to cross.
In all the millions of photographs we looked at, we never saw a photograph of rape. And rape is a tool of war, but the photographers we talked to just said they couldn't. It was an additional violation.
The pictures we do see put a human face on these conflicts. But Tucker says that as affecting as photographs can be, they have their limits.
Has a photograph ever stopped war, and will it? No. Wars are generated by greed and anger and vengeance and so many other human emotions that are not necessarily susceptible to the kind of empathy that a photograph can generate.
The photos from Tucker's exhibition in Houston are collected in the book War Photography, Images of Armed Conflict and Its Aftermath. Stephen Becker, KERA News.
Think reairs tonight at 10, or you can find the podcast at kera.org/think. McKinney is number one, at least according to Money Magazine, which today unveiled its annual list of best places to live in America. And McKinney in Collin County tops the annual list. This year's ranking focuses on smaller cities, those with between 50,000 and 300,000 folks. The magazine looked at factors ranging from school quality to accessible health care to arts and leisure. Money says McKinney has southern charm and notes its historic downtown filled with art galleries, boutiques, and restaurants. Explore the rankings and learn more about McKinney on keranews.org. For the evening, mostly clear skies, a low around 62. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 85. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. It's currently 86 degrees in Dallas and 87 in Fort Worth, Tyler, and Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.